Now he says, verse 15, he that is surety for a stranger shall smart for it, and he that hateth suretyship is sure. Well, he'll smart for it, and he will get smart if he does it. He'll find out that he actually made a big mistake. And the very interesting thing here is that this teaches a great truth. There was one who was surety for a stranger. And you know who that was? Well, listen to Paul. Ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. He assumed your debt of sin and mine, and he paid an awful penalty. And in Psalm 69:4, the psalmist in prophecy speaks of him, I restored that which I took not away. He paid our debt. And in Isaiah 53:7, it says, here's a new translation. It was exacted, and he became answerable. When the wages of sin is death, and it meant I'd have to pay it, he paid it for me. What a wonderful thing that is. He bore on the tree the sentence for me. And now both the surety and sinner are free. He took my place. Now we have here in verse 16, a gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men retain riches. Now the woman is the weaker vessel. Who does this remind you of? Well, it reminds me of Ruth in the book of Ruth. She was a widow, she was poor, and she was a woman. And yet she retained her honor. Boaz could say, my people, that is, the whole town of Bethlehem, knows that you're a virtuous woman. And that means not only did she maintain her honor in a way that delivered her from any adultery, but in every way. A gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men retain riches. That is Boaz in his day. These are great proverbs. The merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but the cruel troubleth his own flesh. And then let me just move down here to verse 18. We have here quite a section. It says, the lawless worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. As righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil tendeth to his own death. They that are of a froward heart are abomination to Jehovah, but such as are upright in the way are his delight. Though hand join in hand, the evildoer shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Now we're making quite a contrast here between sin and righteousness, and that which is deceit and lawlessness. These things are going to be judged. There's no escape. That's the thing that's very clear here. And the righteousness that we have is the righteousness of Christ. And if we have that, we'll not come into judgment, pass from death to life. Then here's a marvelous one. Verse 22, as a jewel of gold and a swine's snout, so is a fair woman that is without discretion. Have you ever seen any pigs walking around with gold rings in their snout? Well, there are a lot of them out here in Hollywood, friends. Beautiful women with no discretion. Verse 23, the desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the lawless is wrath. And the only way to have peace and joy is being rightly related to Christ. Now he says, there is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than his meat. But it tendeth to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. This is a paradox, by the way. And Bunyan put it like this. A man there was, though some did count him mad. The more he cast away, the more he had. He that bestows his goods upon the poor shall have as much again and 10 times more. It reveals the fact that the Lord says, if you sow sparingly, you'll reap sparingly. And this, I think, has to do with giving to the Lord's work.